Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, in many states, shoppers at the local drug or discount stores may find themselves standing next to a healthcare clinic. And when you have children and they are sick, do you want to be the sort of a parent that will rush off to one of these in-store clinics? Or do you feel that it's in the best interest of your child to call your pediatrician who knows your child, has their medical records? Well, that is what we're talking about today. My guest is Dr. Kristen Walsh. She's a pediatrician in private practice in Chester, New Jersey. So, Dr. Walsh, when parents are deciding between these clinics and their pediatrician, give us the single most important reason to use our pediatrician over these clinics.
Well, I think that we do have a lot of research that shows that children receive their best medical care in what we call a medical home, which basically is not a building or a specific location, but more a place where you have a trusted physician who partners with the family to establish regular ongoing care for a child. So, you know, retail-based clinics are certainly often convenient, and if you're away from home or it's after hours, you do need a plan, but they really do not meet the definition of a medical home, and so you probably want to think twice about using them for your medical care routinely for your child.
Now, do these clinics have access to your medical records?
They do not, and some of them do make an effort to communicate the other way and will send a letter to your pediatrician or medical home, you know, when your child visits the clinics, but they do not have access to your medical records, and not all of them do communicate back to your pediatrician.
See, that right there for me with my children would be the deal breaker, because I want my doctor to be able to look back and see what vaccines that I've had, you know, that my children have had, and maybe what they've missed, what sicknesses they were in, how many, you know, maybe they've had 10 ear infections, and then it's something we really need to look at instead of going to a clinic who says, okay, it's another ear infection, here you go.
Exactly. And, you know, when I need to prescribe antibiotics for a child, that's a really important consideration. I look back over the past 3 months, because if a child has received antibiotics in the past 3 months, that determines my selection of antibiotics for a subsequent infection. And if I don't have that information, and if a parent forgets to tell me, which is quite common, then I may not choose as strong of an antibiotic as I need.
Now, are these clinics, to your knowledge, Dr. Walsh, keeping track of someone who comes in, or is it kind of one time and then everything go? I mean, are they keeping their own sort of version of medical records?
Some of them do, but it's certainly not a guarantee. And, you know, what I always say is, I mean, we all need a plan. I mean, I'm a mom too. We need a plan for after hours. And you should ask your pediatrician, you know, you should ask what are their hours. Like my medical practice, for example, has an evening clinic 4 days a week until 8 p.m. We, in fact, have office hours 365 days a year, holidays, weekends, everything. So we really try to partner with our parents to offer them that convenience. And I think that that is the way that certainly a lot of pediatric offices are going. But, you know, it may be that even if your pediatrician is not open, they may have an urgent care clinic that they partner with in terms of medical records. So that's a really important question to ask. But by and large, they are not partnering with the retail-based clinics, and there's variable record keeping in those clinics.
Well, you know, I thank God for all of you pediatricians and the unbelievable hours that you work and take calls. And, of course, working with frantic parents is certainly one of the tougher of the medical professional jobs, I would imagine. But, you know, because of kids and everything. But when we talk about these clinics, you know, you're bringing your children in for some basic things, maybe strep check, maybe ear infection. Do you think that there's a likelihood that antibiotics are now going to be more overprescribed? Because I know we're kind of heading towards the watch and wait thing.
Exactly. And, you know, even if you take something that, like strep test, that seems like it's a simple black and white issue, actually it's not. Strep tests have a lot of both false positives and false negatives. And it certainly takes expert training to figure out even whether or not to do a strep test, because not every child with a sore throat should have a strep test. And, you know, the retail-based clinics are by and large staffed with what we call mid-level health professionals, which usually are either nurse practitioners or physician assistants, and they just have variable amounts of pediatric training. And I do find that they are overdoing strep tests and over-prescribing antibiotics for, you know, sometimes a false positive strep test.
So I would think that that's, you know, one of the big problems. Now, what about the people who are staffing these clinics? Because, you know, when I go to see my pediatrician, I know who I'm going to see, and I know that I'm going to, if I'm going to see the nurse practitioner, I've already been told that on the phone.
Yes, and, you know, the difference is that, you know, if you have a nurse practitioner that partners in your pediatric practice with your pediatrician, that nurse practitioner has obviously been vetted and clearly has pediatric training to the point that your pediatrician is confident partnering with them. And, you know, some of the physician assistants and, you know, other practitioners in the retail-based clinics have very little pediatric training or even none, and, you know, they have not been sort of vetted by your pediatrician, obviously.
So you don't really know. Now, have you gotten a gander of some of the people that are working these things, if they're nurse practitioners? Would you advise parents, if they are going to have a plan that includes an in-store clinic, to ask, are you pediatric trained? Do you know about, you know, rashes in children or something that people might come in there for?
It's always important to know who is seeing your child. And, you know, of course, it's not realistic to expect that every pediatrician is going to have office hours that even match my practice, because that's harder for smaller practices, and I'm in a group practice. But here's where I think it's important to ask, you know, what is my plan for when your office is closed? Is there an urgent care, you know, clinic they partner with? Because those are separate from the retail-based clinics, and, you know, they often are going to be a better partner for your pediatric practice. So I think that it's important to ask your doctor, what is the plan after hours? And then you're not just left guessing, you know, looking at CVS or Walmart and trying to guess where is the best place to go.
And, of course, the medical home, Dr. Walsh, is so important for continuity with children. You know, I know that my children look forward to seeing my pediatrician, and it throws them off a little bit if they're, you know, having to see somebody else or, oh, I don't know that person. You know, somebody who's going to be looking at them and listening to their heart and stuff like that. So that continuity, besides which, I think is a huge deal for kids.
It is. And, you know, we like to say a medical home is the place where everybody knows your name and your medical records are complete. And, you know, for myself, like many parents, I have a special needs child. And so, you know, my pediatrician helps me access and coordinate specialty care, educational services, other healthcare services. And that is a huge piece of care for children. And I, in turn, of course, do a lot of that for my patients. So, you know, your medical home with your pediatrician does a lot more than correctly do strep tests.
Are people going into the clinics for vaccinations?
That is starting to be a trend. And, you know, I think that, as you said, you want ideally your vaccine records in one place. Now, I mean, flu shots, that is something that you do want to ask your pediatrician about, because sometimes it is more convenient for children to receive flu shots at their parents' employer, for example. So that is an area where, you know, pediatricians have a rough time currently vaccinating all children for flu, and sometimes will say, sure, you know, if you can get it through your work, do that. But as far as your other vaccines that are part of your permanent record, it is really better to have those in the medical home. And you know, most pediatricians can accommodate all their patients for flu shots, but that, you know, that's one something you need every year, and flu shots are recommended for everybody over 6 months through adulthood. And so, you know, we do need to be a little creative with our provision of flu shots as a society. But certainly, you know, ask your pediatrician what they recommend, if they are out of stock or, you know, they may refer you elsewhere. But as far as your baseline vaccines, it really is better to have all those in one place in your medical home.
In your medical home, that is certainly the policy recommended by the American Academy of Pediatrics. Keeping everything in one place, rely on your pediatrician. Find one you love and trust as much as I have. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.